Of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. Here we are in another week of school holidays, the never-ending school holidays.
Never-ending story. Yeah, I know. It just keeps giving. The holidays, it just keep giving.
Or keeps taking, whichever way you want to look at it.
Taking your sanity.
Taking everything.
Your time, your sanity, your energy.
Yeah, your money.
Wonder what the kids feel like. I think that we need to probably, I mean, it's a fresh week. Let's look at new things. We should get the kids on.
Yeah.
We should get the kids to talk about how they feel with the extension of holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got something to say to Miss Anastasia Palaszczuk. Maybe they've got something they want to bring up for her. We can send it in. Hope for the best.
I think that they were pleased to start with / a little bit bored.
Yeah. I feel for the little preppies, you know, the preppies starting
so
school
starting
and they really
school.
Start like, yeah. And they were on the home stretch.
Yeah. We should send them back for them.
And yeah.
For the preppies.
Do it for the preppies.
Am I a bad mum for not taking my kids to restaurants?
In general, like, or you've got to the point that they don't appreciate the same kind of restaurants that you do?
Yeah.
Because yours are older now.
I think that I don't know that my kids even like going to restaurants. I've got to that point where, for me, going out to a restaurant is a treat. As a kid, aren't we lucky? We're going out for dinner, dress up, whatever you want to do. It's a night out.
Yeah.
Restaurants are a funny thing for parents with kids. I remember always seeing people in restaurants with little kids and then them being on an iPad or whatever and going, I will never do that. My kids will be present. They will join in with the conversation. They will enjoy being blah, 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 respectful. That all goes out the window the first time you ever take them to a restaurant. You throw over the iPad and you need it to keep yourself sane.
I was the same as you. I was always like, no, we won't be doing that.
And the thing is that whatever rules that you have or did have or want to have, you bend them every now and then because
absolutely
kids are never the same twice. You never know what you're going to get.
You never.
But I've got to the stage where we went out for dinner. It was Japanese. It was just a sushi place. It was nothing posh. It was, you know, go in, bento box sort of situation, get in, eat, get out. In that time, two drinks were spilt across the table. Everything's wet. We're mopping up with napkins, serviettes. And then the plate has been put down in front of Holly. She's got a bowl of miso soup behind the plate. I've watched her push the plate back. It's like it's slow motion. Into the miso soup. The miso soup has knocked over. It's gone on its side. And then we've got hot soup all over the table. My phone is on the table. It's dripping down on my lap. I've looked at her and she's gone, oh, and then she's carried on eating. And I've gone, oh, hang on. Like, I'm in panic mode. I'm like, pick the soup up because it's still half poured and there's still some in there and I'm going to pick that up first, move the soup out of the way, start getting serviettes to mop it up. And it actually blew my mind that she was like,
what's the problem?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are they going to get me another miso soup? I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
I got to the end of that meal and I just was like, I don't think we're going to go to restaurants anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't think, firstly, you appreciate it like enough. I remember appreciating it as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think that I want to spend my money on food out anymore when it's more stressful than just eating at home.
Feedback? So any feedback?
Said, let's not go to restaurants anymore. I think they thought I was joking. I don't think they thought I was going to follow
through. Like, sure,
I mean,
definitely.
As I'm saying it, I probably won't because there will probably be some point where we're out and I'll be like, oh, it'd be great to eat out.
Yeah.
We don't always like cooking. And then whatever you cook up, they don't like anyway.
I know, dinner times. Dinner times are a treat.
Dinner times we've talked about a million times. But I got to the stage where I was like, nah, let's not go to restaurants anymore. Because they're expensive.
Yeah, I know. And you don't
This particular one wasn't super expensive, but still more expensive than eating at home.
Mm.
They're expensive. It's stressful. You wasted that miso soup. That upsets me.
But the whole point of it is that expectation of knocking it over and going, sort of looking at you like, oh, you'll pick it up.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
If we were home, I'd be losing my shit right now, but I can't because we're in public. So yeah. I'm just going to try and play it cool. But at the same time, you sort of want to like pick up her phone and put it in the miso soup just yeah. so that you get some form of reaction.
Yeah. But then I don't think she'd care about that either because then she'd be like, oh, mum, get me another one at some point. No.
Oh my gosh, that delightful moment where you are in a restaurant and that 30 seconds that your children are behaving or just eating dinner or, you know, like those glimpses, they're very rare nights where you have a really lovely dinner and the kids are really moderately well behaved and you've gotten out with no spillages, dinner was eaten. Like I'm talking like these are big deals. And yeah. when you leave restaurants on nights like that, very rare occasions, you sort of go, oh, we could do that again.
Yes.
That wasn't that bad.
I remember that time.
Yeah.
It was 7 years ago. We were at Sanctuary Cove. It was a buffet. I remember it. I remember that one meal.
Yeah. See? And then you go, it sort of like deters that mind where you go, oh, fuck, I'm never doing that again. That was almost stupidest experience I've ever had because the kids spilt their drinks, my phone got drenched, and we had rice go everywhere. You know, like sometimes my kids, because we do tend to go to similar places, we're a bit of a creature of habit like that. We go to places, then you start to know the people that own the restaurants and things like that. So that's a nice thing. Until then, your kids feel like that they are a part of the furniture in those restaurants and then they decide that they're going to get up and they're going to go over and they might just ask them for another piece of paper or another colouring in thing, or they'll get up and they'll go back over and they'll want to have a chat. And you're like, kids, just come and sit down. You don't work here. You don't own this place. Come and sit down. That's my two at the moment. They just, I was like, I said it to Sam. We need new places. They've got to go to new places where they don't think that they own the place. They don't own this place.
Do you know the geniuses who own restaurants are the ones that have the play areas?
Yes. Yeah.
There's not many of them.
No, there's not.
I don't understand why. They need to
also be in view. They also need to be in view because you need to be able to see them because there's nothing worse than someone coming in every 3 seconds going, something happened and this person hit me and then this. And you're like, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I can see you.
There's a place near us. So it's like a football club. So it's not like fine dining or anything, but it's like pub food, but it's nice. And in it, so it's, you got the restaurant and then you've got a corner which is for kids. And so it's got kids, like soft play for younger kids, that sort of stuff. It's actually got some video games for older kids, but the doors are glass, so you can't hear them, but you can see them in there from your table. So good.
Is that Eaton's Hill?
No, it's Aspie Hornets.
Oh.
I don't need that so much with my girls anymore. And to be honest, I don't like the fact there's video games in them because they'll just sit in on those. But how good if you could have like an outdoor play, you know, like swings, slide, climbing frame sort of situation.
Yeah.
That you could just see through the window.
I know.
And that they couldn't get out like Macca's do. Like Macca's have those. They're sort of outside, but they're indoors.
Yeah.
You know, they have their slides and stuff. Things like that. I don't know.
I've not dined in at Macca's lately.
No. Well, I have.
I can't barely get my kids to eat McDonald's, let alone. I literally have to coax them, like I have to negotiate if I want a cheeseburger if I'm hungover.
Well, there would be some parents listening out there whose kids live on chicken nuggets, and we spoke to nutritionalists.
Nutritionist.
Dietitian
Michelle, yeah.
Dietitian. And she said, if your kids only eat chicken nuggets for a month, then don't worry. Because we're all about, you know, got to get vegetables in them. And yes, you do. But she said, as kids,
I think we stress too much about it. Katie, I think she said a week, not a month, on chicken nuggets. Processed food for a month for any of us is not going to be ideal. But she was saying, but she was saying a week, yeah.
Mm.
And I do agree with that. I had my niece come over and stay. She came for a sleepover. And I made that silly, silly mistake. I felt like a rookie. I felt like a new mum or something where I was like, Rachel, what a dick. You just made a mistake. You don't ask a kid what they want for dinner.
Oh, no.
And so she's come over to say she's 10 weeks older than Elsie. And I said to her, I've got beef mince out. I'm going to give you two options. I said, I'll either do nachos for you. So like beef and I've got all this and da, da, da. I said, or I could do like a cottage pie. And then she just looked at me. She goes, what's cottage pie? I said, well, it's basically just mince with some frozen vegetables. I said, and some sweet potato mash on top with some cheese. Perfect. I think that's great. And she was like, I don't eat peas and corn together. And I was like, well, in this household you do. So nachos or cottage pie. And she goes, don't you have any of those chicken nuggets in the freezer? That's what I eat. And I looked at her and I was like, mate, I didn't come down in the last shower. I was like, I know your dad, my brother, I said, and your mom, and they don't feed you chicken nuggets every day. She goes, they feed me chicken nuggets every day. I was like, you're lying to me. But at the same time, I walked off and went, now you'll just eat what I give you.
Yeah, I gave you the choice. You blew it.
Oh, my gosh.
You messed things up for yourself there.
She just looked at me like, what did you even come in and ask us this for? Elsie was just like, I'll have whatever. I was like, yeah, right, mate. You're the pickiest eater in the whole goddamn house.
I'll be the good one for the first time at dinner time ever in 6 years. Who doesn't eat peas and corn together? What's the wrong with
I don't eat peas and corn together. I was like, I ain't separating that shit, girlfriend. You will eat it.
Pretty smart for a six-year-old, though. If I tell Auntie Rach, I only eat chicken nuggets.
And I don't eat peas and corn together.
Don't eat peas and corn. Don't all kind of potato and mince.
She goes, I don't eat the beef when it's minced. I looked at her and I was like, well, tonight you are. Isn't that exciting? She looked at me. And then I didn't say anything more. I made us nachos. I did this like little picnic inside. We all sat down. We all ate. And she ate the mince perfectly.
Yeah.
Because
she does like mince.
She does. I don't eat it like that. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You'll eat it.
You should have served up. You should have done all the nachos. You got avocado, you got tomatoes, you got whatever.
Yeah.
Beef mince. Served it all up and gone. There you go. Chicken nuggets. These are the ones your dad says you eat.